Hello there, and welcome to episode 55 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we're finishing up Seattle Week, and it's the last day in Seattle. What better way to spend it than in one of Seattle's best-kept secrets, the Fremont neighborhood? Seattle is a quirky city. I lived there for a few years, so I can easily admit it. This quirkiness is very well embodied in the neighborhood of Fremont. Fremont is on the north side, past downtown Seattle. Once you start leaving the hubbub of the main heart of the city, you cross over the Lake Washington Ship Canal, and there you are. You're in Fremont. Back in the 1960s and 70s, this neighborhood was home to the counterculture movement in Seattle, and a part of that really hasn't left this area. You can see that in the name. Besides Fremont, it's also known to locals as the Artists' Republic of Fremont. All sorts of public art installations can be found here on Main Street. On the Main Street, we can actually look at a sign proclaiming Fremont to be center of the universe. There's also a popular sculpture nearby under a major city overpass of a troll eating a Volkswagen, kind of like the troll hidden under the bridge. But the most prolific example of the attitude of Fremont can be found in the statue of Lenin that occupies the city. Depending on how you drive or walk into Fremont, this massive 7-ton statue of the communist leader may be the first thing you see. It's pretty much front and central in the city. It came all the way to Fremont from Slovakia, where it was almost destroyed after the fall of the Soviet Empire. A Fremont resident who happened to be in Slovakia at the time found the statue and mortgaged his house to be able to pay for the statue to be sent back to the U.S. and put up in the neighborhood. And that statue of Lenin is perhaps the perfect embodiment of Fremont. Some people call it obscene, while others call it a genuine tribute to socialist ideas. Still more consider it a piece of delicious irony. The same can really be said about this neighborhood. If you are in Seattle, I highly recommend you take some time to visit Fremont, center of the universe. That about wraps it up for episode 55 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show, you can email me at sean@dailybrainwave.com. Don't forget to review the podcast on Zune, iTunes, or wherever you download it from. That also puts a wrap on Seattle Week. Never fret, though, because next week we'll be back in the studio, kicking off a 2-week celebration of stupidity around the United States.